You're listening to Shalise's podcast.
All right. Well, Father, I thank you that you are with us in every single thing that we encounter. You are in us and you are experiencing life as us, through us, and we are one. And I thank you that that is the good news of the gospel. And I thank you that today's episode is something that is dear and near to your heart, and it's powerful. And I thank you that, you know what? I think it was so powerful that we had some technical issues this morning that tried to stop it. But I am persevering and I am here. And so I just yield my mind, Lord. We just take a deep breath in the spirit and we focus. We focus on your agenda. We focus on what you are doing. We focus on what you want to speak today to every single person, because this holds the key to miracles, Father. It holds the keys to miraculous breakthrough. And so I just thank you that you're going to speak through me and that it is going to be tight and it is going to be right, and that you are going to be speaking to every single person even while I'm talking. So I just release it all to you and I thank you for it, and we call it all done and praise you in advance for everything that you're going to do as a result of this broadcast. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, awesome, you guys. I'm going to hop right in. We are in part two of Impervious to Pressure, and I am calling episode two, part two of this series, kind of a little subtitle that's called Visions of Victory. And really what we are going to be talking about in the time that we have left today is what to do when you're under pressure. Because I think a lot of times when we go through things in life, or we are feeling the pressure from external circumstances or situations that we find ourselves in, is that, you know, it can become all encompassing. Like, we can get so distracted by whatever the obstacle is in our path, or whatever the contradiction is, that our mind just seems to go to focusing on the problem. And so today I wanted to really coach you around what I kind of call the guaranteed success formula. And I really don't like the word formula in the kingdom. You know, we are spirit led. I am not about working for something that Jesus has already accomplished. But I also know that what I'm about to teach today is actually does work like a formula every single time, like 2 + 2 = 4. So the principles that I'm going to be sharing with you really are guaranteed if you can stick with them. And so even though I'm anti-formula, even though I'm anti, you know, anything that has us working independently from Jesus, I do want to introduce these principles. I think it's like anything. You can do these principles apart from Christ, or you can do these principles in union with God. And the union part of our life is what makes everything work. You know, I really cut my teeth and grew up in the faith in a Word of Faith church. And the Word of Faith was a powerful message for me. In fact, when I started learning, the power of my words, that words were creative, when I started learning that not to walk by my 5 physical senses, but to be led by the Spirit, my life was radically transformed. I mean, financially, it was transformed. In my mental health, it was transformed. Physically, I was transformed. In fact, I mean, people tell me that I look younger every year, even though obviously I'm not getting younger in age. And so these principles are powerful. And I think the reason that it worked for me is because I was such a student of intimacy with God. I mean, I really was also at the same time getting a hold of the revelation of my union with Jesus. I've talked about it before. You know, I was meditating for a whole year on the scripture, Christ in you, the hope of glory. The Holy Spirit was teaching me how to use my spiritual senses, and specifically the faculty of my imagination, to visualize my new identity in Christ and see myself as I was from his perspective. That's when I got the revelation of scary Jesus, which you probably have heard me teach on before, right? Where the Holy Spirit said, if you're going to know, you know, what Christ is in you, then you need to make sure that it's the resurrected Lord Jesus. And you need to go look at Revelation chapter one, because who is in you is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. And he is scary to the kingdom of darkness. And so I think, you know, for me, it was never just a formula to operate in principles of faith, but it was coupled with union with Jesus. So that's my little disclaimer for today's teaching, is that this is not about a formula that you do apart from Jesus. This isn't about being independent from God. This is about yielding your mind and your focus and your imagination to the Holy Spirit so that you can focus on a vision of victory when you are in the middle of intense pressure. So what I wanted to do, I wrote a ton of notes that I wanted to share with you guys today. And so I'm just going to pull them up and I'm going to start talking about what I really got from the Holy Spirit this morning. So the very first thing I want to go to is I'm just going to go to a couple of foundation scriptures. And these are, you know, very familiar scriptures to you. The first one is, let me pull it up. It is from, let me see the scripture, Matthew. Well, it's a couple of different places. Matthew 19:26. It says, Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. And then I also want to go into the scripture that is very similar. All things are possible if you can believe. And that one is from Mark 23. And it just says, just what I said. It says, Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. And so I wanted to start out with that scripture because I want you to know that it's true. All things are actually possible. Jesus said it. And so regardless of the impossible situation that you may find yourself in, Jesus says, there's no thing that is impossible to the person that believes. And so when I am talking about getting a vision of victory or partnering with the Holy Spirit to see things that seem impossible as finished, that's what I'm talking about. So I wanna base it on that foundation, okay? All things are possible. Now I wanna go over to Mark 11:24. And I want to give you just another foundation scripture. It says, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Okay. I just wrote it down. That's a paraphrase. That's me memorizing Mark 11:24. You can go look that up in, you know, tons of different translations, but basically that's what it says, that there is a principle here that Jesus taught right after Mark 11:23. Remember 11:23 is when he says, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believes what he says, will have what he says. Again, that's the Shalice paraphrase, but Mark 11:24 is the scripture right after that. And so these two scriptures, I feel like, are really foundational for our ability to stand in the midst of pressure and see the will of God and see our inheritance in Christ manifest in the midst of seemingly impossible situations. Okay. Now I'm just going to go through my notes here because I spent a ton of time with God this morning and I don't want to miss anything. I want to share what I got. So let me just start to lay down some of these things. I said, first of all, your internal world creates your external world. And if that is a really powerful statement, let me say it again. Your internal world creates your external world. Okay. Now, a lot of times when we are under pressure, it's the opposite of that, because the pressure is coming from the external world. And so the external world, frankly, starts governing and creating our internal world. And so we have something going on externally, and then we feel the pressure, we feel the stress, we feel the worry, we feel the anxiety, we feel the fear. And so what starts happening is the external world begins to govern our internal world. But we have been recreated in Christ, meaning in his image, as a son of God, as a creator, created in the image of God himself. And God is a creator from the inside out. So the very first thing that we have to really begin to govern is our internal world, because we have been designed to govern the external world from the inside out. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Beloved, I pray that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers, right? You will know a tree by its fruit, meaning the fruit comes from the root. And so we are to govern the external from the internal. And we are to be rooted and grounded in the love of God. Obviously, we're to be rooted and grounded in the truth. We're to be like a tree planted by the streams of living water, where we have a source of revelation. We have a source of truth. We have a source of peace. We have a source of strength that comes from the inside. And if we are going to stand and be impervious and actually govern the external world, then it starts on the inside. And I'll say it again. Why? Because your internal world creates your external world. Why? Because thoughts are powerful. Thoughts are frequency. Thoughts have, even though they are invisible, they actually are things. They are tangible things. Guess what? Our emotions are frequency. They can be measured. And so frequency and thoughts, and of course, words, things that come from the inside, are what absolutely govern the external world. And what is the pressures, you know, what is the pressure all about? It's about getting you to actually create what you don't want by governing your internal world and causing feelings of fear and thoughts that are based in, you know, things that you don't want, visions of defeat, visions of the very thing that you fear. So why? So that you will create what you actually don't want. You are so, so very powerful. And so the first thing we need to know is that it starts from the inside, because what we hold in our mind, what we hold in our vision, what we hold in internally is what will materialize externally. These are basic principles of faith, right? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, Hebrews 11:1, meaning that we hold the internal vision, the internal thoughts, the internal world that we are creating intentionally inside is more real than the things that are seen outside. All right, let me keep going. So I'm going to give you these four or five. There are five things that I have lived by and seen over and over and over and over again, their ability to overcome impossible situations and release the miraculous inheritance and provision of God in seemingly impossible situations. So I'm going to read through each of them. You can write them down. And then we are going to spend, if we run out of time today, we will pick it up next week. But we are going to spend time on each one of these, because these are keys to you living victoriously and living from a future that from God's perspective is already finished, and creating an internal world and a vision of victory inside, so that the seen realm responds to you as a co-creative son of God. Okay, here they are. The first one is, when we focus only on victory, God forces us to succeed. Okay? When we focus only on victory, God forces us to succeed. Let me just run through them. Okay? Number two, know what you want and do not settle. I'm going to say it again. Know what you want and do not settle. This comes right out of Mark 11:24. Whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Okay, so number one and number two go right hand in hand. First of all, we need to know what we want. We need to know what the desire is. We need to know what aspect of our inheritance in Christ are we standing for in the midst of pressure. Okay, and we are going to focus in on that. We are going to settle it, and we are not going to get off of it. We are going to stand on the thing that we desire, that we know what we want, and we are not going to settle for anything less than victory. And we are going to focus on the victory as though it's already done, as though it's already been provided, just like it says in Mark 11:24. And we are going to stand on that and hold the internal vision until we see it manifest. So number one, focus on victory, because when we do, God forces you to succeed. You have whatever you have prayed for and what you have believed for, and you have it when you pray. Okay. Secondly, we're going to know what we want, and we are not going to settle. Number three, we are going to ask for Holy Spirit inspired visions and imaginations and pictures, whether we write it down or we hold it internally or we record ourselves describing it, however we do it, but we are going to write the vision. And then we are going to meditate on that victory day and night. We are going to visualize it. We are going to live in the experience of it already being done, of it already being complete, of it already being finished. And we're going to do that on a daily basis, because we are sending signals to the seen realm that we are a son of God, and this is what we are creating. And it will respond, just like it responded to Jesus's words, just like it responded to Jesus's actions, walking on water, speaking to storms, speaking to fig trees. We are going to hold the vision, hold the victory, and we are going to make sure that the seen realm is clear about what it is partnering with us to create. Because the seen realm and the entire universe is standing on tiptoe waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. And what are the sons of God? They are people that co-create and govern from the inside out. All right, let's go to number four. We're going to reverse negative states. Okay, we're going to take every thought captive. So when we get bombarded with visions of defeat, or we get, dreams, or we get thoughts that are contrary to what it is that we are standing for, we are going to take those captive, and we are going to reverse them. We are going to speak the truth in the face of contradictions. Anything that happens that comes into our inner world's atmosphere, we are going to basically reject that, because whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And so we are going to govern our internal world, our internal thought life, our imaginations, and we are going to stay focused on the vision of victory. And then number five, this is important. We're going to take inspired action towards whatever it is that we are manifesting. And this, when I say inspired action, we're going to work with the Holy Spirit, and we're going to see what the Father is doing. And we are going to get the instructions from God. And it is going to be the most important thing. I call it the MIT, the most important step, the most important thing that you need to do next on the way to the manifestation of whatever is impossible. Now, sometimes it's do nothing. Sometimes the most important thing is just to stand and continue to speak what God is speaking and what you are standing for. But other times there are specific steps that you have to take, and those will be revealed steps. And that will be a strategy that you get from God that will actually make sure that your action and your vision are aligned. Okay, now let me go back to focusing on victory. Number one, okay, we are going to focus on the victory and expect success. Why? Because it's finished. So let me just read some of the things that I wrote down in my notes today. I said, focusing on the victory is accepting the reality that your victory has already been established. It is an established fact. Okay, so number one, it is accepting the reality that your victory is an already established fact, right? It is done. It is done. It is done. It is done. When was it done? It was done before the foundation of the world, just like the lamb was slain before the foundation of the world. And this is a place where people stumble, because we don't recognize that when we see it as finished, and when we step into the future of it being finished through the faculty of our imagination, by writing it down, by entertaining it, by meditating it, it is something that we are doing that is not just an exercise that, we're just doing it, because this is what step number one. No, we are doing it because we understand that we are creative by nature. And so what we are doing is we are being it. Now, and why? Because when you be it, you will see it. And so we are stepping into a vision. We're not just visualizing it. We are stepping into it first person. So these visions of victory that I'm talking about, they start as a Holy Spirit inspired vision of the victory that you are standing for, that you are believing God for, the desire that you have prayed, that you see it and you feel it and you be it in as though it is already done. And what we're doing is we are dominating time. We are basically taking a future reality that exists outside of time and we are pulling it into the now. And so we focus on it. It's a finished reality. And we visit what I like to call our future self. So we see the future as an already established fact and we step into ourselves in that moment and we become acquainted with the reality of us having what the pressure is trying to convince us that we don't have in the present moment. And so I wrote this down. I said, it's about becoming intensely interested in what you in the victorious future looks like. It's becoming intensely interested in what the victorious future looks like. Okay, this is about activating all of your faculties, all of your spiritual senses. And if you have trouble visualizing, well, then write it down as a story. But write the story of your future from the perspective and the viewpoint that you're living it right now. Okay, so this should be present tense language. Okay, when I was standing for babies, right, I had serial miscarriages. The Holy Spirit gave me a vision of me walking around the garden, 9 months pregnant. Okay, and I would step into that vision every single day. The attack on my mind and on my emotions and even symptoms in my body was very, very real. And I had a track record of miscarriages. So when I was standing for a full-term pregnancy, this was something that was truly life or death, life or death for my baby. And so, you know, that kind of pressure actually worked it to my advantage, meaning I didn't really have a choice because I was being bombarded with visions and thoughts of defeat. And so the Holy Spirit was so gracious because I said, Holy Spirit, you've got to help me. I need to see, I need something to grab a hold of. And honestly, it was through that battle to have children that the Holy Spirit even revealed what I'm teaching today. Like this was a foundational lesson in my life on how to manifest the promises and the inheritance that we have in Christ. And so I would step into that vision. I would go to the garden in my imagination. I would write it down and I would visualize myself 9 months pregnant. I mean, I remember even putting a pillow under my shirt and walking around so that I could grab a hold that I have carried a baby full term. And I began to step into the future that had carried that baby full term. And I was intensely interested in what that future looked like. I even began to take inspired steps and buy, things for the baby. I was doing things in the natural that matched the vision that the Holy Spirit was giving me. Okay. And I just began to watch it like a movie and experience it like a movie first person. And here's what I wrote down. I said, visions are the language of the Holy Spirit. Visions are the language of the spirit realm, and they are the language of the heart. And so when we visualize these things, we are truly co-creating with Holy Spirit. And I've shared this testimony before, but it was so powerful, right? You know, I went to like the ultrasounds that you have to go to, and you know, I was later in life. I was an older mom. I had Lily, my first baby when I was 37 and then Ella when I was 42. So I, whatever you want to say about that. But the point is that when you go into these ultrasounds, they just fill your mind with all of the complications that could go wrong, of all the bad things that can happen. And so I had to learn how to walk in the current reality disconnected from the current reality. So I would walk into these ultrasounds, and even though they were talking at me, I was living in a completely different world internally. So I was in the spirit, visualizing myself walking around the garden, 9 months pregnant, while they're telling me all the reasons why I couldn't carry a baby full term. So there, it was sounded like Charlie Brown's teacher, you know, wah, 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 wah. I was there, but I was not there. I was in the garden walking around 9 months pregnant. You know, I had symptoms where I just really couldn't eat. And I remember I would feel so nauseous and I would just feel terrible. And I would go into that vision. I mean, I do it in the grocery store when I had to decide like what I would eat. And I would go into that vision and I'd be like, okay, Jesus, what are you feeding me right now? And I would be able to shop based upon what I saw in that vision. And you know, there were times when I would feel so sick and I would go into that vision and every symptom would fall off my body instantaneously. I know that it feels, I mean, we call it make-believe, like we act like it's not real or it's just imaginary or something, but we call it make-believe for a reason because it forces us to believe, but it also is a creative force. It's a creative force. And so it is a prophetic activity that we are engaged in when we are stepping into the vision that God has for our life. So listen, there is a divine idea that God has for your life. All right. And when you want to really step into a vision of victory, well, then you need to visualize it as high and as powerful and ask the Holy Spirit to help you see it, the most incredible reality that you can see. You know, God says he does abundantly above all that we can ask, all that we could dare dream, all that we would know to imagine, that he does exceedingly abundantly above that. And so I want to tell you that God's divine idea for your victory, God's divine idea for your life is so much higher than you can imagine. I kind of wrote this down because I thought this was fun. You know, in quantum physics and quantum mechanics, they talk a lot about this idea of a multiverse. I'm fascinated by the multiverse. I mean, obviously there's no necessarily proof that it exists. One of my favorite movies is Everything Everywhere All at Once. If you haven't seen it, it was a great sci-fi movie about the multiverse because I just love the idea that there are different versions of reality and different versions of us that are living different lives depending on our choices and depending on our beliefs. And that kind of walks into that scripture of all things are possible. So for me, the multiverse is a way to expand on this idea that as there are, you know, limitless possibilities, infinite numbers of possibilities for my life. And what I want to say is that if you could find the best one that you could actually imagine, well, when you pick that, the most absolute, maximally amazing, incredible version of your life out there, that the good life that God has for you is actually more amazing than that. God sees us glorified. He sees us immortal. He sees the absolute fullness of our potential manifesting. And so when we partner with God and be, okay, so which version of myself, which version of my life are you asking me to stand on, Holy Spirit? For me, in the incense I'm giving you, it was that I was the joyful mother of children and I kept house. And so in that multiverse or in that version of reality that God was asking me to grab hold of, I was a mother. Now, obviously I have two girls, beautiful girls today, and that was a vision of victory that came true in my life. But guess what? There was a lot of pressure to quit. There was a lot of pressure to faint. There were multiple miscarriages and failures along the way. And I had to stand. I had to get back up and I had to really learn to partner with God to overcome fear, to overcome unbelief, to overcome subconscious things that I believed about becoming a mother. And I did that through the power of the Holy Spirit and inspired visions, inspired stories, inspired imaginations of the future that God was asking me to step into now and to be it so that I could see it. When we focus on that vision, we're tapping into God's vision for our life. That's the way God sees you. That's the truth. And so we are being it right now. And so I said this, God's will for our lives always transcends our wildest dreams and imaginations. And so when we partner with God and we focus on that victory, regardless of what is going on in the external world, we are training for reigning. We are training to co-create. We are training to do the same works that Jesus did and even greater works the same way that Jesus did it, by doing what the Father is doing, by seeing what the Father is saying. And so we are too, just like Jesus, doing that exact same thing when we focus on the victory. Remember when Jesus was, you know, in front of the multitude and there was no food, and he asked Philip and he asked the disciples, you know, to feed the multitude. And they were just like, well, where are we going to get the money for this? We don't have enough money in the treasury to do this. And then Jesus said he knew what he would do. He had a vision of victory in the middle of that lack. And then he took inspired steps. He saw the vision. He saw the victory of what Jesus, of what the Father wanted, which was to feed the multitude. And then he simply operated in union with the Father and walked out in the natural, the instructions that God had to manifest the provision from the invisible realm to the seen realm. And you guys, these principles are true for us as well. And so I get it. I know the pressure can be great. I know the problems can be loud. I know the voice of doubt and the voice of fear can scream at us sometimes. We can get triggered by what's going on externally. But I am here to tell you that the key to really coming into a place where you are impervious to pressure is spending more time in the unseen reality that God is creating through you than spending time in the natural reality that is accusing you. So, beloved, this was short today because I had some technical issues, but I am going to go ahead and wrap it up at this point. Number one, we are learning to focus on visions of victory. We are partnering with the Holy Spirit to write the vision that of the promise, of the life that God has ordained, and what the gospel declares is true for us. And so as we do that, as we focus on the victory through the power of the Holy Spirit and receive the visions and the and we write those things down and we begin to meditate on those day in and day out, well, guess what? Our internal world becomes impervious to pressure because we are focused. We are empowered by the Holy Spirit. And we are now giving the Holy Spirit our focus. We are giving the Holy Spirit our internal faculties and our spiritual senses to co-create internally what we are standing for, what we desire, and what God's plans and purposes are for our life externally. So, wow. Did I take a breath? I think I did. But hey, that is part two of impervious to pressure. We are going to continue down this path of empowering you and equipping you to stand in the midst of seemingly impossible situations and to partner with God to see it, to be it, to feel it, to vibrate at the frequency of it, and watch the material realm respond to materialize the very thing that we have been visualizing internally. So you guys, we're out of time for today, but that was it. Thank you for your patience with those technical difficulties, but I think we got it down. So God bless you. Spend some time with God, you know, talk to him about the vision of victory that he has for your life in the middle of whatever it is that you're dealing with, and watch the Holy Spirit show up. Watch the inspiration come. And watch the encounters be released to you that you need to experience so that you can see your future clearly, so that you can see the future you clearly, and you can begin to embody it, and you can begin to walk in it, even in the midst of great contradictions. All right, you guys, love you much, and we'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to Shalisa's podcast. This recording is, in part, made possible by our listeners. To partner with us, visit shalisa.com, where you can donate and help us spread the good news of our unshakable union with Christ around the globe. You can also find a link there to download Shalisa's book, The Path, for free. And if you're ready to discover the call of God on your life and the purpose He created you for, then visit us at shalisa.com and watch Shalisa's free training, where you'll hear 5 keys to hearing God about your life purpose and transitioning into it. Thanks again for listening. Until next time, don't forget, the world needs the Christ in you.